Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
GDPR, or the General Data Protection Regulation, has been with us for 6 years already, and for most companies is an added burden on how they manage personal data from thousands and in some cases millions of their customers. It does protect the citizens in terms of privacy, and in a survey carried out by Forvis Mazar, formerly known as simply Mazar, quite a few companies are not compliant with GDPR and risk huge fines as well as public embarrassment and anger. Liam McKenna is the partner in consulting services at Forvis Mazar. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Joe.
Remind us what GDPR forces us to do.
Well, as organisations, it forces us to respect people's data and to ensure that we give them access to it and we treat it in the correct manner. So it's very broad what it does. I won't get into all of it, but I suppose, you know, if you're not doing something surprising to individuals and you're not doing something upsetting to them, you're probably going to be okay at a principled level.
But it does require quite a bit of husbandry of personal data, and great care needs to be given and taken in to ensure that that personal data doesn't leak out.
Correct. Breaches is probably the thing that organisations are most concerned about. I suppose the survey, which was completed by Forvis Mazar and McCann Fitzgerald, the legal firm, 60% of organisations felt that the administrative burden was excessive with regard to GDPR. However, 77% felt that it was beneficial to the organisation's relationships with staff and with consumers over the long term. So I think there's a trade-off that businesses see there, where if you're treating people with respect and you're doing things correctly, certainly there is a burden, but it may be to your benefit ultimately.
Okay. In terms of that protection of data, surely the onus, it becomes quite proportionately more expensive the smaller your company is. Huge companies can kind of swallow the extra admin, though, can't they?
Yeah, I would say we see a lot of smaller organisations who don't really understand what's needed of them. Now, at the same time, the requests into them and the obligations on them, while theoretically the same law applies to them, the way they would have to implement it would not have the same overhead associated with it as a large company which is maybe involved in the technology sector and processing data of hundreds of thousands or millions of people.
And you're talking about a subject access request, is that right? When basically any individual can write to a company that he or she has had business with and say, I'd like to know what you hold on me.
Yeah, and look, is it unreasonable that people would be able to do that? I think where organizations fall down is that they aren't treating that data with respect. They don't know where it is. They can't find it, or they sometimes don't even know that this obligation exists, despite it having been in place since 1988, actually, even though GDPR was 2018. Mm. So many of the requests are quite reasonable. It's just organizations haven't paid some attention to this. And in which case, should they really be let off the hook?
Now, you've done a survey. You've polled quite a few companies in this country. What's the headline figure?
I'd say the headline figure that 82% agreed the risks associated with GDPR non-compliance are increasing. And that figure, actually, every year we've asked that question over the last 3 or 4 years, and every year we find a large proportion of the respondents think that the risk is increasing. So that's increasing upon increasing. It's compound interest almost.
Yeah. Does that mean that the policing of GDPR, either here or Europe-wide by the Commission, is getting more onerous, or does that mean the fines are getting bigger, or that people are more aware of the risks if they aren't compliant with GDPR?
Well, that's quite insightful, Joe, because I think all of those are relevant.
Yeah.
You know, the Commission has certainly increased its staffing and its capabilities over the last number of years and its budgets. I was looking, you know, it's increased since almost 50% its staffing since 2020. It's increasing its budget, say, from 17 million up to 21 million last year or thereabouts in that region. So there's more capacity there. We're also seeing that as data subjects, individuals who you deal with as a company get more informed, they're putting forward complaints, they're asking for more, they're challenging organisations more. And when they don't get what they want, they submit complaints into the DPC, the Data Protection Commission. And that then drives the Data Protection Commission to focus in on the organisations that are not doing the correct activities. And so it allows them to, you know, filter out some of the organizations that are doing well and really focus in on those they need to chase. And obviously the fines have increased. Now, a lot of the fines we see are for big tech firms. They're very large fines, which maybe don't apply to many organizations. But, you know, there have been some recent cases showing even small fines for breaches, which could apply to any organization. And obviously, if you have one person getting, you know, a few hundred quid of some sort of remediation in the case of a civil action, if you have thousands of people who were breached at that same event, a few hundred quid can add up very quickly.
But of course, the regulator, as you say, is the Data Protection Commissioner. You don't have to go to the High Court if you want to get justice, I presume.
No. So, you know, obviously, you can have the regulator could take its own action against you, or you can have a civil action, which used to be in the circuit court, but now is in the district court. So the access to that court is much easier. So, yeah, no, people can take actions, and they do all the time. And we're probably going to see more of that over the coming years.
What about those companies, Liam, who hide behind GDPR? Oh, I can't give you that. Oh, I can't share that because GDPR won't allow it. That's nonsense as well, isn't it?
On occasions, like the example that jumps to mind is where somebody asks for their hair colour off a hairdresser so they can maybe get their hair done elsewhere, and they were told they couldn't get it because of GDPR. I think the Data Protection Commission have come out and tried to clarify these things and tried to stop those types of excuses, because, you know, it's bad for the regulation where people don't really understand and just use it as an excuse and just in effect are stopping people having their rights as opposed to enabling them.
And some of the biggest culprits, and I know you won't want to pick on anyone in particular, are state agencies who hide behind GDPR and say, well, we can't give you this data for whatever reason. You know, accident data, apparently they can't publish it because that's in breach of GDPR, even though it's an aggregate number.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that they're saying it necessarily isn't in compliance. They can't do it. I think it's a case of there's a fair bit of work that needs to be done in order for them to confidently allow that type of activity.
So is it laziness then?
Probably resourcing and their ability to, you know, take their limited resources. If you're looking at accidents on the road, I'm sure advertising to people and trying to make an impact on people slowing down is probably where your focus is.
Okay. And so overall, companies are aware of GDPR. They're aware of the issues if they don't manage this personal data correctly. So where do we go from here? Is it just a question of people need to assign people to GDPR to make sure that they don't breach the rules?
Well, most of our clients, certainly in Forfars Mazars, would have data protection teams and data protection officers, which is a compliant role, or they would employ us to be their data protection officer. What we find is that organisations are changing all the time, and the, you know, new legislation such as the AI Act are going to drive more and more activity around personal data. So while you can put forward policies, it's quite difficult sometimes to ensure that they're always effective out in the organisation. And that's a constant journey. And there's, as organisations change, it's constantly keeping up with that.
Liam, thanks for coming in. That is Liam McKenna, the partner in consulting services at Forvis Mazars.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.